Good afternoon, brethren. Magandang hapon po sa ating lahat. Being the session in an afternoon, medyo ano po, no? Dahil nabusog na tayo sa lunch, hopefully, kayo mabusog pa rin tayo sa salita pa rin ng Panginoon. Amen? So, magtulungan po tayo para hindi po tayo antukin ngayong hapon. Kung pwede po, no? Kantahin po natin, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If... Pag medyo, stomp your feet na po, no? Anyway, I'm glad po to be here this afternoon, and I'm grateful every time I stand up here to be able to share the Word of God. At lalo-lalo na po sa atin bilang mga workers po ng ating pong Panginoon. At sa ating pong lahat, no, lalo na sa ating paglilingkod sa Diyos, ay nawa, taglay po natin ang patuloy na pagpupuri sa Panginoon dahil sa yaman ng kanyang awa para sa atin. We are here not because of us, but because of Him. Amen? So let's come before Him and trust this session to Him. Father, we acknowledge You this afternoon. You are God. You are great and awesome in all Your ways. And You have gathered us as Your servants, as Your slaves, for the things that You would want us to hear. We trust that You will be the one to minister to us. Use Your word, use Your servant. We trust that You will be the one to truly guide him, guide all of us in our listening. May our listening truly, Lord, be an opportunity, Father, to continually be amazed, Lord, at Your greatness and Your goodness to us. Be glorified, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The session this afternoon, of course, we know the theme of recapturing our awe of God, and that this session is entitled In Persevering in Ministry. So that we get to understand the whole context where we are. Okay, sa lakad po natin sa Panginoon. Okay, it comes down to the reality of who God is, na tayo po bilang mga anak po niya. In recapturing our sense of awe as God's children, we are indeed humbled by this glimpse of who God is. Every time we talk about the Lord, every time we listen to His Word proclaimed to us, sana po isa po ito sa magiging bunga sa ating mga puso na tayo po ay na-humble sa harapan po ng Panginoon, sa kadakilaan po niya, kabutihan po niya. At the same time, we are given the opportunity to look into ourselves about who we are. Remember the psalmist in Psalm 8, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is Your name in all the earth. And then he said later on, what is man that You are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him. And that as we catch a glimpse of God, kagaya po ni Isaiah, when he saw or a vision of God's holiness. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory. Ang tugon po ni Isaiah, woe is me. Woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King. My eyes have seen the Lord Almighty. And the reality as well, being able to acknowledge, hindi lang po kung sino ang Diyos, kung ano po tayo sa harapan po niya, hindi po tayo karapat-dapat. And then again, we begin to appreciate the grace of God in Christ. We begin to recognize that whoever we are, whatever we have become, is because of Jesus Christ. Siya po ang sentro ng ating patuloy na pagsamba. Siya po ang sentro ng ating patuloy na pasasalamat at pagpupuri sa Diyos. Indeed, brethren, it's worth repeating, we are indeed grateful to Him for calling us as His own and for allowing us to participate in His kingdom work. Sa bawat paghinga po natin, sa bawat paumuhay po natin, sa bawat paglilingkod po natin, ito po dapat ang magiging tugon po natin. Tayo namamangha na tinawag tayo ng Diyos. Binigyan niya tayo ng pagkakataon, maging anak niya. At the same time, makapaglingkod sa Kanya. Ipaglilingkod po natin ang ating buhay. At kung paano po niya tayo niligtas. Hindi po dahil may utang na loob po tayo sa Diyos, kundi dahil naunawaan po natin ang ating pagtugon sa Kanyang mayamang awa para sa atin. We are serving the Lord because of His grace that He lavished on us in Christ. And it's always a privilege to participate in His kingdom work. To the fact that God doesn't need us, and yet He chose us. Sabi po ng Panginoon, "You did not choose me, but I chose you, that you may go and bear much fruit. And that we might bear fruit for His glory." And it is truly bearing fruit for His glory is truly a great and awesome privilege for all of us. It is an awesome and great privilege indeed for all of us. So just going back, dun po sa natalakay po natin nung nakaraan, okay, kay Pastor Robbie, recapturing or covering our awe or sense of awe of God through communion with Him, have we ever thought, brethren, how we as sinful creatures can come to the Lord and have that intimate communion with Him? Every time we approach God before His throne, we know that's always a privilege for us when He calls us to come. Let us enter boldly into the throne of grace. Yes, it is a throne, but it's also a throne of grace. And that it is always a privilege for us. Who are we anyway to be able to commune with our Lord? We are sinners. We are saved. We've been saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. So that every opportunity to commune, every opportunity to be able to read and understand His Word, every opportunity for us to sit at the feet of Christ, to be able to muse upon all His works, upon His great salvation. Remember Paul in Ephesians chapter 1, "Blessed be God who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus our Lord." So patuloy po siyang namangha sa kalakihan ng biyaya ng Panginoon sa kanyang pagliligtas. And He praised the Father, He praised the Son, and He praised the Holy Spirit for the work of redemption. At patuloy po yun sa buhay po natin bilang mga anak ng Diyos. At hindi dahil tapos na po tayo, matatapos na po tayo sa ating pong retreat, okay na, iiwan na po natin lahat na ito dito. Hindi po. Nag-umpisa pa lamang po ang mga bagay po na ito. Whatever resolved in our hearts, whatever the Lord has once again ignited within us or allowed us to be refreshed about, sana po ay maprotektahan po natin ito, may pagpatuloy po natin ito, ma-maintain po natin ito, at hindi po ito maiiwan lamang dito. I'm saying that because, as I'll be explaining to us, the relationship between recapturing our awe of God and our persevering in ministry, the more you have a sense of awe of God, the more you will persevere. And as you persevere, you'll continue to be amazed as well. And it is the Lord, it's not just you persevering, but it's the Lord preserving you and keeping you and allowing you and giving you the opportunity to serve Him continually or at least for a longer period of time. Kasi pwede naman pong gumamit po ang Panginoon ng iba. Ngunit bakit ako? Bakit ikaw? Bakit tayo? And why are we still here? But it is because it is the Lord who has placed us where we are bilang mga anak po niya. And recapturing our awe of God as well through compassionate service, ang katotohanan po ng pagiging compassionate ng Panginoon para po sa atin. Ang dakilang pagmamahal ng Diyos sa kanya pong inilaan po sa atin bilang mga makasalanan. And at the same time, who are we also to be able to manifest this compassion? Who are we to be able to be instruments of the Lord for others? Sa bawat paggalaw po natin, nadala po natin itong compassion po niya ito. Sa bawat pakikirelasyon po natin, sa bawat paglilingkod po natin, ang pagbiministeryo, bahagi po ang paghahayag ng compassion ng Panginoon. We manifest this compassion. We reflect the compassion of Christ to others. Why? Because the Lord has first been compassionate toward us. We love Him. Why? Because He first loved us. We love others. Why? Because He first loved us. Yun po ang patuloy na magiging motivasyon para sa atin, sa ating pagpapatuloy na ating lakad sa Panginoon. Now let's read our passage in Acts chapter 20, verses 17 to 35. Book of Acts chapter 20, verses 17 to 35. You can read silently with me. Hindi ko na po kayo patatayuin. Although usual po na naging ano na po namin ay tatayo habang nagbabasa ng salita ng Panginoon, but you can still be ano naman po as you are seated right now. Acts chapter 20, 17 and following. Now from Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church to come to him. And when they came to him, he said to them, "You yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time from the first day that I set foot on Asia, serving the Lord with all humility and with tears and with trials that happened to me through the plots of the Jews. How I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable and teaching you in public and from house to house, testifying both to Jews and to Greeks of repentance toward God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I am going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me. But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that none of you among whom I have gone about proclaiming the kingdom will see my face again. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God which He obtained with His own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease, night or day, to admonish everyone with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things, I have shown you that my working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words, the Lord Jesus, how He Himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. This is the Word of God, brethren. And bilang mga anak ng Panginoon, we look at this in context and how the writer, Dr. Luke himself, gives us a glimpse, beginning from the post-resurrection appearances of the Lord. So this is after the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, how the disciples, witness the ascension of the Lord. Okay, so exciting po ito. For 40 days, nagpakita po ang Panginoon in different occasions. It's been on earth for that time to be able to prove and to be able to show and affirm before His disciples and before the people who trusted and had believed in Him that He indeed rose from the dead. Na siya po ay buhay. Natunay po na ating pong Panginoon, walang duda, ay nabuhay na maguli. Hindi po siya nanatiling patay. So that the thought of Christ and His resurrection, the effect of that upon the disciples was truly amazing. How they were bold enough to be able to declare, "We preach Christ and Him crucified. And that this is the gospel that we proclaim to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He was raised again according to the Scriptures." So yung katotohanan pong ito ay dinain po sa Gospels, and at the same time, in the book of Acts, nagpapatuloy po ang katotohanan po ito sa puso at buhay po ng mga disciples. And that's why even the book of Acts can also be called the book of, or the Acts of the Holy Spirit. It's not just the Acts of the Apostles, but it's really the Acts of the Holy Spirit working among the disciples as they had witnessed personally the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord did not just give them the command in the Great Commission, for example, in Matthew 28, we remember those words from the Lord. "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." So the Lord had already assured them of that. Yet at the same time, as He was giving them the instructions in Acts 1:8, okay, which is the outline of this book of Acts, we find in verse 8, "And you will receive power when the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will be My witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and even to the remotest parts of the earth." So I'm just giving this to us so that we can see also a glimpse of the original mission that the Lord gave to His disciples. And that should not be dismissed from our thoughts. Every time we talk about the kingdom of God, every time we talk about the Lord and His ushering in His kingdom and His glory, okay, we realize that we are to make disciples, and we are called to be His witnesses wherever it is that He has placed us until the day that He will really come and establish His earthly domain here on earth. Dito po sa mundo, sa paghahari ng ating pong Panginoon. So the work is far from over, and that's why we are continuing to be equipped. That's why we are continuing to be taught of God. That's why we're continually teaching others, discipling others, allowing us to fulfill the mission that the Lord has called us to do. At the same time, as His workers, we can trace back from a very long line of faithful men who've been available, who have been teachable, and who are Spirit-filled. Remember, The acronym FATS, Faithful, Available, Teachable, and Spirit-Filled. Kinahanap po ng Panginoon. And these men passed down to us, the next generation, and to our generation until now. And hopefully sa atin din po, bilang mga anak ng Panginoon, we can pass it down to the next generation of guiding lighters, what the Lord has placed in our hearts, so that they too can continue the work. Kung nga, kukunin naman po na tayo ng Panginoon when our time is done. And so, we are in that area, brethren, kung saan po pinagpapatuloy din po natin sa pamagitan po ng katapatan ng mga nauna po sa atin, their faithfulness becomes now a testimony, so that tayo din po would want to be a testimony as well of faithfulness for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, going to the life of the Apostle Paul, which is the context of our discussion in Acts chapter 20, we find here how the Apostle Paul met the Lord on the road to Damascus. And it was his mission to persecute Christians. It was his mission to wreak havoc on Christianity, on those who have believed the way. He was describing them. And he was putting them in prison. At some point, he was someone who initiated or instigated some plot to destroy and kill some Christians, including Stephen. He would find that Paul was there. Okay, Saul po ang pangalan po niya noong time na yon. He was there. Okay, as Stephen was being stoned to death, okay, they laid down all their coats at his feet. Ibig sabihin po, he was approving what was being done at that time, and he was pronouncing threats to the people of God until he met the Lord through a blinding light. Just imagine the scene, brethren, how this man was out to really destroy people. He was so angry, he was so determined to be able to destroy Christianity or to kill some Christians or put them in prison, disturb them in their assembly, and everything that we're doing should be stopped at all costs. And then he met the Lord through a blinding light. And he got blind for some days, brethren. And then the Lord commissioned him and called him to be an apostle to the Gentiles. We see an account of his conversion experience and an account of his credentials in Philippians chapter 3. If you would find, if you read Philippians chapter 3, you would find all his credentials. So he was a full-blooded Jew, and how he was a Pharisee of Pharisees. He was from the tribe of Benjamin. He was circumcised on the eighth day. He was zealous about the law, and he was really someone who led the people of or the Jews for at some point in what they were zealous about Judaism and about destroying the followers of the way, until the Lord met him, and then he declared, "For I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus." The turning point in his life, in meeting the Lord, and was able to realize, I consider everything a loss compared now to the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. And I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. And then he said, not that I have laid hold of it yet, but I press on toward the goal, the upward call of God. Fantastic po. Lalo na sa testimony po nitong si Apostle Paul. How his life turned around and became the man that we admire him to be. And then, as he continued on in ministering to the people and serving churches, Okay, and he was being persecuted for the sake of Christ. And he would mention all some difficulties that he encountered in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And then he found encouragement in the Lord in chapter 12, where the Lord, again, he did not know if that was just a vision or literally the Lord just brought him to the third heaven to be able to see a glimpse of the Lord once again. This time, no longer through a blinding light, but literally being able to commune with the Lord at his third heaven. And the revelation of God was so magnificent, so awesome. In fact, he could not even describe it in words. Kung ano man po nakita po niya doon sa langit, kung paano po niya na-meet po mismo ang ating pong Panginoon. And here is a man who had never lost his sense of awe of God. Yun po ang point ko po dito. He never lost that sense of awe of God. And he was continually ministering. He continued to depend on God, even to the point of being able to say that he was asking the Lord, you know, to remove his thorn in the flesh. And the Lord told him, "My grace is sufficient for you, and my power is made perfect in your weakness." And so he said that there would rather boast about my weakness so that Christ's power might be seen in and through my life. Dalawa pa pong mga verses ang makita po natin in 1 Timothy chapter 1. Kaya Paul never ceases to amaze us, even as he would continually go back to how he was converted and how the Lord chose him to serve him in the capacity that he was into. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 to 17. Ito po ang pagkamangha po ni Pablo sa kaligtasan na ginawa ng Diyos sa pamamagitan po niya. He said, "I thank Him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because He judged me faithful, appointing me to His service. Though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent, but I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display His perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in Him for eternal life. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever." He offered doxology to the Lord. He offered praise to the Lord. Hindi pa po siya tapos sa kanya pong gusto isulat to Timothy and to instruct Timothy about how the church should conduct themselves and be able to know the whole how they need to conduct themselves in the household of God, the church of God. Pero habang kinikwento po niya kanya pong karanasan bilang isang taong iniligtas ng Diyos, tinawag ng Diyos, napapuri po siya sa Panginoon, "Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory and forever and ever. Amen." And then he continued on to instruct Timothy about how to minister and how he could carry out the work. And then later on, you'd find 2 Timothy. Turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 1, because this was already his last letter and the close of his life, sorry. Yan. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 11 and 12, nabi po niya, na-recall pa rin po niya ulit, "For which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and teacher, which is why I suffer but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that He is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me." That's one famous hymn. I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have entrusted to Him on that day. And later on, as He gave final instructions to Timothy himself, he was able to express, "For I have fought the good fight, I've finished the race, I've kept the faith, and the Lord has laid for me a crown of righteousness, which He will give to me on that day, and not just for me, but for all those who love His appearing." And you find the whole concept of the awe of God upon His life did not diminish, brethren, through the passing of years. His understanding of His unworthiness continued in Him. In fact, even as He was an apostle of Jesus Christ, He would even call Himself the least of the apostles. Or even later on, He would still say, "I am the worst of sinners." Hindi po nabago. In fact, lalo pa po tumindi ang kanyang pag-intindi sa kalakihan ng Diyos at kasapatan ng biyaya at pagmamahal ng Diyos sa pamamagitan po niya. At alam po niya, kailanman hindi po siya karapat-dapat makapaglingkod sa Diyos. And so, even at the close of His life and ministry, He gave certain instructions which I believe could be a great example and encouragement to us in persevering service to the Lord. It would be a great example and encouragement to us in terms of persevering service to the Lord. So, in context, in verse 17, dyan po sa notes po niya, Paul, during his stop at Miletus, met with the Ephesian elders and poured out his heart as he was on his way to Jerusalem, where, sabi po niya, kanina, imprisonment and afflictions awaited him. And it was about AD 54 where Nero had just begun to rule as emperor. And things are going to get worse, or are getting worse and worse. And even the darkest of times, brethren, the light of God continues to shine brighter and brighter. And it did not deter him. It did not stop him. It did not hinder him from the work that the Lord had called him to do. It did not deter him to be able to testify about the Lord. And even at the threat of his life, he wanted to meet the Ephesian elders to be able to give them these final instructions, because this possibly would be their last time to meet together. So in one hand, medyo nakakalungkot po, lalo na kung babasahin po natin yung final verses po ng Acts 20. Paano nag-iyakan po sila, nanalangin po sila, tagbilin po si Paul sa Panginoon. But the work is far from over. Alam po natin, even in prison, the Lord used Paul to encourage the people of God, the Philippian believers, for example. He was encouraging them to find joy in the Lord in the midst of their situations, even though siya mismo po ang nakakulong. Siya po rin po ay nagagamit po ng Panginoon to be able to witness, to be able to share the gospel to others. And he continued on for the rest until the end of his life, and he sealed his service by becoming a martyr for the Lord. Now, this is an example, brethren, of perseverance. And we define perseverance as the steadiness or faithfulness and consistency. When you talk about perseverance, it means hanging in there until the job is done. It is the staying power to finish well. But I'd like to add, by the grace of God. The staying power, brethren, is not enough. It's not about you. It's not about your ability to stay on in that race, to be able to run or to keep the faith. No, it is the Lord Even Jude speaks of that, because now to Him who is able to keep you and to make you stand before His presence blameless and with great joy, it is the Lord who preserves us. It is the Lord who enables us to persevere. And what would be our main focus, brethren, as people of God? Here Paul laid down these three important principles as a pattern to help us persevere in the work of Christ. So, tatlo pong prinsipyo ang ating pong tatalakayin sa hapon pong ito. The first one is that of faithfulness in character. Being faithful and being able to focus on the character of our lives. This is a non-negotiable as far as God is concerned. Our character is a priority for us as servants. Hindi ka magtatagal kung hindi mo asikasuhin yung aspeto ng character na ito. Pangalawa, being fearless at any cost. That means when we are beset with troubles and difficulties, situations where we have to make sacrifices in our service to God, there has to be the willingness to confront it without fear, with courage, brethren, whatever the costs, whatever it might entail in terms of our life and threat to ourselves. Fearless at any cost. And thirdly, being firm in its commitment. Being firm in our commitment to follow the Lord until the work is done. Until finally He will come back for us. So, these important principles must continually be in our hearts and thoughts as the people of the Lord. So, we look at the first one, brethren. Persevering service requires being faithful. Being faithful in character. Go back to Acts chapter 20 and let's read verses 17 to 21. From Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church to come to him. And when they came to him, he said to them, "You yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time from the first day that I set foot in Asia, serving the Lord with all humility, with tears, and with trials that happened to me through the plots of the Jews. How I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable and teaching you in public and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and to Greeks of repentance toward God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ." Here again, brethren, we get to see a glimpse of this man as he was testifying about how the Lord moved and worked in his life. He could not help but really speak about the effect or the work of the Lord in him and how he had lived his life in the sight of God before the Lord to be someone who was given the stewardship and the privilege to be serving Jesus Christ himself. And every preserving or persevering service must be rooted in our relationship with Christ and must exude in Christ's likeness. Gusto ko nating tumagal ang ating paglilingkod. Ang ating pong paglilingkod ay umuugat kung paano po natin pinagpapatuloy, paano po natin binabantayan. Yan naman po ang emphasis po dun sa unang mensahe po kanina. How we continue to maintain, how we continue to guard, how we continue to protect our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul, even as an apostle himself, said, "You know how I have lived among you as a servant of Christ, as a slave of Christ." Every now and then he would write, "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, called by God in His grace and His mercy." He points back to the reality of Christ in his life. He points back to Christ being his righteousness. and the authority of his life, and the one whom he desires to please and live for, even for the rest of his life. And at the same time, brethren, as we continue to walk with the Lord, we exude in Christ's likeness. We manifest at Christ's likeness. We show forth the character of the Lord Jesus Christ before the world. The Holy Spirit working in us, living in us, by His power, we're enabled to bear fruit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. And He allows us to manifest that fruit as we continue to serve Him. Kaya po tayo nakapaglingkod, nakapagpapatuloy dahil sa katapatan, biyaya ng Panginoon kung paano po siya nag-work sa buhay po natin. Every service that we do, brethren, is an outflow of that relationship to Him. Palagi po natin, naririnig po yan sa ating po mga pastor. Every service that we give to the Lord points back to the source, which is the Lord Himself. Christ is our life. Christ is our wisdom from God. Christ is the one who enables us to manifest His fruit before others, to be able to love others, to be able to be patient, to be able to be kind, and all of those things that we do for others. So from this intimate knowledge of Christ, the following will find their appropriate expression also in our lives. So when we serve the Lord, as we cultivate the relationship with the Lord, we also grow in holiness. That's the first thing, brethren. I believe the priority of the Apostle Paul in his life, the blamelessness of character, is not that he would be sinless, but he understands the priority of being blameless before the Lord and in the sight of men. To be able to live a holy life, a separate life, set apart for the purpose of God, being continually sanctified as the Lord works in him. He was not just talking about what he was doing, brethren. This is holy service to the Lord. He was talking about the holy life that he was living among the people of God. And we know just how important this is in our service to the Lord. Our whole life, brethren, people want to know who and what kind of persons we really are. And that continues all throughout our service to the Lord. That continues. Giving that as a priority in our lives. Na kung di po natin babantayan ang ating pong lakad sa Panginoon, maging pabaya po tayo, then forget about holiness. And what will happen to our ministry? What will happen to the testimony of the Lord? You could either make it or break it. You could either build up or destroy the work of God, the work of Jesus Christ. And people want to know who we are, what we are like. And so, this is very important in entering the ministry or in serving the Lord in whatever capacity. Hindi po natin tinitignan unang-una ang giftedness ng isang tao. Hindi po natin inuuna, ito, talented ito. Eh, pwede siya mag-serve. Pero hindi po natin tinitignan ang karakter. Hindi po natin inuunawa ano bang mga areas sa buhay ng tao na mamanifest ba niya yung bunga ng banal na Espiritu sa kanyang pamumuhay, unang-una sa lahat, bilang anak ng Diyos. So that he would then be someone who could serve the Lord and who is faithful, available, teachable, and Spirit-filled. And so, put Paul, okay, showed it as one of the things that he laid down before the people of God. And a persevering service manifests holiness. And that continues all throughout our Christian walk. Kaya po tayo nagbabantay. Kaya po tayo nagpapatuloy makipag-ugnay sa Panginoon. To make us holy. To make us grow in His likeness. More and more. The second area is in terms of humility. This character of being humble before the Lord. Sabi po niya, serving the Lord with all humility. The Bible is filled with that, especially during the time of the Lord Himself. Our Lord Jesus Christ had shown us what it means to be a servant. Gusto mo maintindihan anong pagiging tunay na lingkod ng Diyos? Talk about the humility of the Lord. How He did not come to be served, but to serve and to give His life. Philippians chapter 2, have this mind, which is in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you, which is like Christ, who, being the form of God, did not consider equality with God, but made Himself in appearance as a man. He humbled Himself. He became a servant and became obedient even to the point of death, even death on the cross. And later on, He would wash the feet of the disciples in John chapter 13. And He challenged them to do the same. If I, your master, has done this for you, you call me master, and you are right. I am truly master, I am truly Lord over your life, but I wash your feet. So you want to be great in the kingdom of God? You want to understand what greatness is? The way toward greatness is in being a servant of all. It's in being a servant of all. And funny how a lot of people glamorize serving the Lord and thinking na ito na. You know, they find their hope, their meaning, their purpose in life. It's not just wala pong kapurpose-purpose po sa pag-serve sa Panginoon. And we are grateful, brethren, indeed. When you are serving the Lord, there's a sense of security and sense of privilege and purpose knowing that you're serving the King. You're serving the Lord. But in the capacity of serving, you know that you are demonstrating His life, His humility before others. And not trying to affirm ourselves, our own significance, or putting our, yung ating pong pag-iisip, ha, pag nag-serve ako dito, no, ito yung klaseng ministry na gusto ko. Kasi dyan, nakikita ka ng lahat ng tao. Pero pag yung ministry na yan, wala, hindi ako para dyan. Kasi pang ano ako eh. No, gusto makita ako ng tao. Put their sense of meaning and significance sa buhay po nila, sa ginagawa po nila. But brethren, it's continually being self-effacing, brethren, in forgetting ourselves that we find ourselves, says the Lord. Whoever loses his life for my sake will gain it to eternal life. It's not about self-promotion of self-serving or self-enhancing or self-defending, but in having a heart of wanting to honor God and wanting to serve the people of God in a Christ-like way. And you think about how we react, brethren, when people criticize us, when we are being unappreciated or how people would malign or slander us and puts a major blow in terms of our reputation or significance. Paano po tayo nagre-react? Paano tayo nagre-respond sa mga sitwasyon po na ganun? Do we respond in Christ-like humility pag dumadating po sa mga ganun mga punto sa buhay po natin? We can find, gusto mo tumagal sa ministry, unawain mo ang humility ng Panginoon. Mamangha ka sa humility ng Panginoon. And continually practice it as well as you are serving the Lord. Practice humility because that is the way to go, because that is where the Lord is honored and glorified. Thirdly, brethren, this kind of service is not just holy and humble, it is also compassionate. We will find the Apostle Paul speaking about this tears, serving the Lord, not just with all humility and with tears and with trials that happened to me, he said. Paul was very familiar with the pain that is associated or the sufferings associated with serving the Lord Jesus Christ. If Christ Himself suffered, if you want to live a godly life, nasabi po niya, those who want to live a godly life must be ready to be persecuted, must be willing to be persecuted. Blessed are you when people persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you for my name's sake, says the Lord. And for great is your reward in heaven. But there will be times, brethren, when difficulties, crises, hardships, discouragements, trauma, depression, loneliness, hunger, weariness, and name a few, brethren, with regard to our serving the Lord, and how we find that, not just to ourselves, but we find the people around us suffering and experiencing those difficulties as well. But you're not just only dealing with your own difficulties and situations, you also are dealing with difficulties and situations of others. And you are led to be compassionate, you are led to manifest compassion of Christ. As Pastor Jason already talked about it before us. Pero ibang klase po si Pablo pagdating po sa pag-iyak para sa Panginoon. Pagkakaroon po din ng compassion na kagaya po ni Kristo. Buong-buo po ang kanyang puso para sa hirap na dinaranas ng mga kapatiran. And we cry, of course, bring some areas I've mentioned here in terms of, for example, our own sinfulness and inadequacies. And we lament over our own weaknesses. We lament over those times when we have grieved the heart of God. Lord, kasala po ako sa iyo, Panginoon. Lord, nagawa ko po ito. And we begin to recognize, brethren, how frail we are and how weak we still are as God's children. And so we go back to the Lord. We go back to Him and pour out our hearts to Him. Lord, we grieve, Lord God, what happened to this brother or what happened to this sister. And oh, how, Lord, you want us to manifest, Lord, your grace over this situation. Our stresses and difficulties. When was the last time you cried out before the Lord? When was the last time you poured your heart out to God, mga kapatid? Hindi po nagiging kalos yung puso po natin pagdating po sa mga bagay ng Panginoon, nagpapaiyak, nag-grieve sa heart po ng Panginoon. The difficult situations and exhaustion in terms of serving the Lord. And minsan, naisip po natin, hindi po ba may sarili na po tayong problema? Parang kagaya po namin, as pastors, for example, or we are involved in counseling people, before you know it, you're beginning to think about the problem of others. And then multiply that, the more people would come. Inisip mo, paano siya kaunsilan? Paano matulungan itong kapatid na ito? And you're bringing it with you. You're bringing it with you. Habang kumakain ka, habang natutulog ka, and you're praying about this brother or that sister, you're seeking the Lord's help and you're seeking the Lord's guidance. And it's difficult. We think about it, brethren, but we know that our Lord is always there. The Lord is always there to help us and guide us through those situations. We lament also in terms of our own responses and perspectives. When we ourselves fail to appropriate the resources of God, when we doubt God's goodness, when we begin to question God's love and faithfulness or fail to recognize the sovereignty of God. Kaya kahit patuloy po na pinag-uusapan po natin ang sovereignty po ng Panginoon. Minsan pag tayo na po ang nasa sitwasyon ng kahirapan, tayo na po ang nasa sitwasyon ng pagdurusa, ay kapipreach ko lang pala ng sovereignty ng Panginoon. Tapos ito na ako. No? Tinatanong ang Panginoon, nagko-complain sa Panginoon. Lord, kasasakit lang nung isa kong anak, ito na naman. O ako na naman ang may sakit. Ako naman ang may karamdaman ngayon. whatever it is that we might be going through in our lives. And we lament those times, brethren. The Lord grants us repentance. The Lord convicts us of those moments and then go back to Him and the appropriate, a biblical response so that, again, we experience the Lord's compassion for us. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed because His mercies never come to an end. Okay, great is His faithfulness. And we appropriate that in our lives. Rather than nagmumukmuk po tayo sa isang sulok at kumakanta po tayo ng wawa song. Diba? Sabi ni Pastor, wawa naman ako, wawa naman ako, wawa naman ako. At paulit-ulit na kinakanta mo yung chorus ng wawa song mo na hindi ka, akala mo wala ng Panginoon. But we begin to appropriate the compassion and the love of God that endures forever. The mercy of God toward us as sinners. The faithfulness of God that continues all throughout our walk. And God refreshes us and makes Himself known to us. As we commune with Him, He discloses Himself to us bilang ating Panginoon at kaibigan at kasama. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Isn't that the promise of the Lord for us? I will be with you even to the remotest parts of the earth. I am with you always, sabi ng Panginoon. But then again, brethren, ang katotohanan po, that we're dealing with people, we're dealing with lives, and we minister with our lives. Buti sana kung trabaho lang po ito na ginagawa po natin. Para mag-opisina ka, okay, pasok ako ng alas 8, uwi ako ng alas 5, tulog, o kain, tulog, okay, same back, going back to the same routine. Walang inaalala ng problema, basta pagdating ko na lang doon sa office, ganun na lang ulit ang gagawin ko. But we're dealing with people, we're dealing with lives, and we minister with our lives. Life on life, ika nga po, bilang maanak po ng Panginoon. And Paul was familiar with this, and how he treated the people of God. Okay, how he wished, no, as a mother, or as a father who would show compassion and kindness to the people of God. And yun naman po ang blessing dito, mga kapatid. When we're dealing with lives and we're dealing with the people of God and we know that we are the people of God, we are children of God, and we love the Lord and we know we are ministering to people who love the Lord, we look to God to enable us by His grace, power, and sufficiency. Doon mas lalo natin din naranasan, Lord, I could not have loved this person without You showing me, enabling me to love this person. Would not have acted in grace, Lord. I would have responded in anger. But Lord, thank You for enabling me. Thank You for controlling me. Thank You for helping me, Lord, control my temper. Thank You for helping me, Lord, be patient as You have been patient with me as well. And so, bumabalik po tayo sa katotohanan ng kasapatan ng Panginoon sa ating buhay. And we are led, brethren, and even to this last character that Paul mentions here, not just being holy, humble, and being compassionate, but truthful. He said they were we, as servants of the Lord, okay, I did not shrink back from serving the Lord and with tears. I did not shrink back from declaring anything that was profitable and teaching you in public from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and to Greeks of repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. He was truthful, brethren, to his testimony. He was truthful to the message to give to the people of God what they really need. Hindi para himasimasin lang po sila. Hindi para okay lang ang tugon po nila. Ay, hindi ko na i-rebuke yan. Kasi baka pag nirebuke ko yan, hindi na yan magbibigay ng LO. Okay? But then, brethren, if we know we are serving the Lord, doesn't matter kung sino yan, o anong kayahan yan, o anumang bagay na pwede niya ipagmalaki. What matters is we are truthful to the Lord and to our calling as His servants. Our desire is to glorify God. Our desire is to serve God. You are serving God and not man. Always put that in your heart. I am serving God and not man. If I'm going to be a servant of man, then I would not be truly qualified to serve the Lord in any capacity. But I am serving God. And so even if this is a difficult task is given to me, even if this is something I dread in my life, I will have to do it because it is the Lord who commands me. So these are four areas you can find, brethren, a top priority in our lives to be faithful to the Lord, to build up our character as we continue to serve Him, and that these things continue to manifest themselves in and through our lives as we minister to others. Pero hindi po mangyayari po ito kung wala po tayong malalim na kaugnayan sa ating pong Panginoon. Okay? Pangalawa, being fearless at any cost. Being fearless at any cost, not just in faithfulness, in character, but being fearless at any cost. He said, and now, behold, I am going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me. But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. You see how, brethren, Paul was not deterred by that, by whatever threat that the Jews would try to hail at him, and he was not hindered by their threats. In fact, willing ho siyang pumunta. Kahit alam na niya, kahit nireveal na sa kanya ng Panginoon, ano mangyayari sa kanya, that he would be imprisoned, that he would be maligned for the sake of Christ, he was willing to do it for the sake of his Lord. And what an example, brethren. And if you go back to Hebrews, we find the writer exhorting the believers by telling them, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run the race with perseverance, the race that was marked out for us, and let us lay off everything that entangles us and the sin that continues to entangle us, and let us run the race with perseverance, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, scorning the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider Him who experienced hostility from sinners, so that you may not grow weary. Consider Him. Consider the Lord. Consider how, for the joy that was set before Him, endured the cross, scorning the shame. We know of the motto, no cross, no crown. And we continue to thank the Lord for just helping us realize, Lord, You, Lord, did not mind the cross, but look to the crown of glory that awaited You, the joy that was set before You, and You were willing to endure all the pain, all the suffering. And so help us to endure as well. Help us to be like You, Lord, to suffer like You did, and be willing to pay the cost, to pay the price for serving You. For serving You. When whatever costs we may be paying right now sa buhay po natin would never match what the Lord has already paid for us. Anumang pakahirapan, anumang persecution, anumang nararanasan mong kabigatan ngayon, anumang nararanasan mo na hirap ngayon dahil sa iyong pagsunod kay Kristo, ay wala pong katulad o hindi ho maitutumbas sa mga ginawa po ng Panginoon para sa iyo. Para sa iyo. How He bore all your sins with His body on that tree, brethren. How He paid for those sins and how He saved your life and He gave Himself for you. In John chapter 12, verses 24 to 26, ito po sabi ng Panginoon, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone, but if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it. Whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. And anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant also be. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him." You see, yung connection po, paano po yung willingness ng to die to ourselves, and that was Him. That was the Lord Himself. He willingly died in order that we might have life. And we are the fruit of that. Tayo po na niligtas po niya. At kayong, ngayon po ay kinakasangkapan po niya para sa ibang mga tao. And we are grateful now, even as we are serving Him. Sabi po ng Panginoon, "If anyone serves me, let him follow me. Where I am, there my servant be also." If he experienced all those trials and difficulties, if I, your master, was persecuted, they will also persecute you, my servants. But take courage. He has overcome. He has triumphed at that cross. And continued, "If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. And on that day, he will reward us. Come, enter the joy of your Master." And we long for that day, brethren, when He will come and appear before the Lord to welcome us into the joy of Him. Yes, brethren, true service is costly. It costs our love. It costs some sacrifices that we had to make for the Lord. But we are indeed thankful for how the Lord has ordained all these things to serve His purpose, to purify our motives, to help us understand and how we can identify with Him. Kaya po sabi ni Paul, bound in the Spirit, and even though chains and tribulations await me, okay, the Spirit of God, I will obey the Lord, even though I have, it's been made clear to me by the Spirit of God. The chains and tribulations await me. It doesn't matter. Why? Because I am at the center of the will of my God. It doesn't matter what afflictions await me, because it is the Lord who has ordained it anyway. And it's the Lord who uses all these things for my good and for His glory. And you take comfort in that, as John Piper said, the only genuine comfort will come from acknowledging that the all-powerful God has done it, and that He is infinitely wise and infinitely loving to those who trust Him. Paul was not deterred. Why? Because the Lord's assurance was there for him. The Lord was at his side. The Lord was with him all the way until the very end. In fact, he was still able to say, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I die here, I die and then go to the presence of God for all eternity. And I take comfort in that. Nothing escapes the hand of God. Nothing happens by accident, we should say. In 1 Corinthians, we are blessed with every comfort that we receive from God, the God of all comfort, so that with the same comfort, we are also enabled to be instruments of comfort to others. You see, in Acts 14:22, na-mention ko po ito sa mga preachings. What a way to encourage others. Strengthening the hearts of the disciples through these words. By many trials and tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God. What a way to strengthen disciples. Kapatid, dadaan tayo sa apoy. Kapatid, dadaan tayo sa persecution. Dadaan tayo sa paghihirap. Pahirap na ng pahirap ang ating panahon. People are more and more becoming opposed to the message that we're sharing, we're giving. More and more people are antagonistic, not just of Christianity, but of the Jews. Or not just of the Jews, but also of Christianity, of the church. To proclaim the Lord in public before was a freedom and the exercise of religion. But now, in some areas, hindi ka na pwede mag-preach in public. Even though you know that's supposed to be your right. That's supposed to be an expression of your freedom. But ngayon po, sa ating pong panahon, pahirap na po ng pahirap. We're being limited in a lot of ways. We are being silenced by this so-called tolerant people. Ayaw pong kilalanin ng Panginoon at ang mensahe po na binabahagi po natin. But take courage, brethren. Even though in this world we will have tribulations, God has overcome. Our Lord has overcome. Our Lord Jesus Christ has overcome the world. And we can make sacrifices for the Lord Jesus Christ at the same time knowing, Paul said, none of these move me. Why? Because I consider my life worth nothing to me. Anyway, I already died with Christ. I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live. And it is Christ who now lives in my life. Whatever demonstration of goodness or kindness I show to other people, it is the Lord working in me. Therefore, the life I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 24, Paul talks about how in his flesh he was filling up the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, how do we fill up the suffering of Christ? Is the suffering of Christ not enough? Paul was saying that, brethren, as a demonstration and as an opportunity for us, sabi po ni Piper, Christ's afflictions lack nothing in atoning worth. What they lack is the personal presentation and suffering human form for those whom he died. We are the body of Christ. Amen? Being the body of Christ, we know and we get to understand how people ridicule the Lord. And when they ridicule the Lord, kasama po tayo doon. Or when they are opposed to Christianity or churches or people of God being persecuted all around the world, we identify with their sufferings and with the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ until the day that He will come to liberate us and manifest His glory in His kingdom here on earth. So, huwag tayong magtaka sa paghihirap at pagdurusa na nararanasan po natin. Bahagi po yan ng ating pong panawagan para sa Panginoon. In your notes, nakalagay po dyan. Okay, bago po yan, no? God may allow circumstances that would crush us, perhaps our loss of health, loss of loved one, or defection of a friend or a relative, some unresponsive people in our lives, mismo mong asawa o mismo mong anak, the slander, the weariness, personal threats to us. And God has designed all these afflictions, okay, somehow not to punish us, but to break our self-confidence, to lead us to prayer, to wean us from worldly attractions, as well as deepen us in our fellowship with God. No wonder Paul was able to say, I want to know Christ and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in His sufferings in order that I may gain from the resurrection from the dead. He knew that even in the midst of His sufferings, He was identifying with Christ Himself. And what a privilege to be able to carry our cross, to bear the shame for the sake of the Lord, to be willing to suffer for Christ and offer up our bodies for Him. Praise God, brethren. Hindi lang po pinag-uusapan po dito yung mga mabibigat na pagsasakripisyo po natin sa Panginoon. Yung willingness natin mamatay para sa Panginoon, pinag-uusapan din po dito yung willingness po natin, isakripisyo yung oras po natin para makinig, para mag-disciple, para mag-share ng gospel. Yung willingness po natin, ibigay yung oras po natin, yung talento po natin para makapaglingkod para sa Panginoon. Yung pagod ka na sa trabaho pero kailangan mo pa rin mag-join sa mga activity ng church. And you know the level of sacrifice you're making for the Lord. And you get to understand some level of that suffering for Christ. But you understand what they're meant for. You understand how the Lord uses these things to bring you to Himself more and more. To depend on Him and not on your own strength. To depend on Him for wisdom. To depend on Him for His ability to be able to do what He has called you to do. And so it brings us to how Paul was able to say that I may finish the race and the ministry that the Lord has called me to do. Nothing could stop him, and he was willing to pay the costs. He was fearless because he knew all of those things were ordained by God. God was with him, and he was willing to entrust his life to the Lord until the very end, and the Lord will be the one to reward him. So hindi po tayo pamartir po dito. Anyway, I'm just serving the Lord. Never mind the reward one day. Okay, that's not biblical, brethren. That's not biblical. But we know that we are focused on serving the Lord and know that we understand how faithful God is, that He will still reward us. Even though, alam natin, di naman ito karapat dapat i-reward ng Panginoon. But He does it anyway because He promised it. He gave His word and He will do it. He will do it, brethren. So being faithful and fearless, Paul was determined and resolved to persevere. And there was no turning back. There is no turning back for Paul. There's no turning back. Alam po niya ng Panginoon na tumawag sa kanya will be faithful to complete the work that he began in his life. And he was fearless in the midst of suffering and difficulties and sacrifices. And last, brethren, firm in terms of our commitment to fulfill our ministry. And he laid down before the elders what he wanted them to do in his absence. Dito po sa verses 25 to 35, he gave certain commitments, both for him and for these elders. Sabi po niya, verse 25, and now behold, I know none among you whom I have gone about proclaiming the kingdom will see my face again. Therefore, I testify to you this day, I am innocent of the blood of all, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease night and day to admonish everyone with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. And all these things I've shown you, the working of my hands, hard in this way, and we must help the weak remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how He Himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. First commitment that He made was a commitment to be diligent, to declare the whole counsel of God. Paul was not content in just being able to minister and say, okay na, I've done my part. Okay, na-share ko na yung gospel. Bahala ka na sa buhay mo. Okay, no, he continued on to be able to build up the disciples, to train them, to equip them, to allow them to be servants of others. The things that I have given to you or taught you, sabi po niya, these also entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others. All these things that I've taught you about. Exercise diligent. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Our commitment is the same, brethren. Upang ihayag po ang mensahe ng Diyos para sa kaliligtas ng tao. Ang mensahe ng Diyos, binigay po niya para sa atin upang ang tao ay tunay na tumalikod sa kasalanan at manampalataya sa ating Panginoong Hesukristo. The same commission, the same mission that we are fulfilling right now, brethren, must always be upon our hearts. The redemptive purposes of God through the gospel must take its root in our hearts to love it, to obey it, to proclaim it, and to defend it from all those who oppose it, from all those who attack the message that we proclaim to others. Secondly, is to be watchful. To be watchful. He calls them to be diligent. He said in verse 28, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, and to care for the church of God which He obtained with His own precious blood. Paul, even though he was already an apostle, did not stop in including himself from among those who must watch himself and his walk with the Lord. Kagaya po sinabi po niya, watch your walk and your doctrine closely so that in doing this, you truly manifest the salvation that you have in the Lord Jesus Christ. You prove that you truly are servant of God. You prove that you truly are saved by God. He practiced what he preached and carefully monitored his own spiritual life before the Lord. This is a continual reminder for us who disciple others, who teach others, who lead others to live out what we share, what we teach them. And he knew just how important this is for the cause of Christ. As a leader, you have a deep sense of responsibility and obligation to watch your life and your doctrine and to protect your congregation from false teachings and false teachers. What a solemn reminder for us again and again that we cannot do this in our own strength, in our own ability. We need the Lord to help us and enable us and to guide us, brethren. If that should not lead us to the Lord, I don't know what else should cause us to tremble at the depth of the responsibility that was given to us. So the same commitment we have to make. Thirdly, Paul was hopeful. He was committed not just to be diligent, to be watchful, but also to be hopeful. He said, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace. Where the word commend there is, does not speak about endorsement, but in fact, he was really saying, I want to entrust all of you to God. I am limited in many ways. It's only the Lord who can truly, truly uphold you and guide you and protect you and enable you by the word of His grace. His word is more than sufficient. His grace will always be there with you and for you. And we put our hope in this, brethren, knowing that the Lord will continue to honor His name. Whatever happens in our lives, whatever happens, the Word of God will continually be magnified. It will continue to speak. And we find hope in that, brethren. We are encouraged in how the Lord will uphold His Word. In the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, we, as the people of the Word, continue to shine forth the light of God. So as we live our lives for the Lord Jesus Christ, do not worry on how people will accept or reject our message. It is the Lord who will be the one to touch their hearts, who will convict their hearts, and who will be the one to go before us. Ang task lang po natin ay ipahayag po ang kanyang salita. Fourthly, when He said to be content, He was committed to be content. In whatever provision the Lord gives to him, and it speaks about him not coveting anyone's silver or gold or apparel. And we know from our time, the pitfalls of many, how people are shipwrecked because of immorality, because of prosperity, because of money, and all of those things, the things of the world. And so we need to continually be on guard and not allow these things to disqualify our service to the Lord. To be joyful, to be happy with what the Lord gives to us and allows us to experience the contentment Paul was speaking about. That he said, I know how to abound and I know how to abase, for I am content in whatever circumstances I am in. In fact, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And he was well content of that. And lastly, brethren, to be gracious or generous. He talks about the Lord. He's speaking about how freely you receive, freely you give. In the context of Matthew 10, verse 8, kanina binasa na po natin yung John 12, paano po Panginoon binigay niya mismo ang kanyang buhay. He gained more by dying. We live and we are now living because the Lord was gracious to us. The Lord gave the greatest gift of all, which is Himself. And what more could we ask for? And how can we outgive the Lord? We cannot, brethren. If for whatever things that we render to Him, for whatever things that we give to Him, we are always blessed. Because we are already blessed. Amen? We are already blessed. We have already been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus our Lord. So as the people of the Lord, brethren, in conclusion, God does not require us to be successful, but He does require us to be faithful. Dagdag niyo na lamang po sa notes niyo. No, just a way of summary, brethren. God does not require us to be successful, but He does require us to be faithful, to be fearless, be firm in our commitment, to persevere, to consider the importance of our character, the importance of weighing the cost of following and serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever it is that we might go through, we're willing to plod on in firm commitment because it is the Lord whom we are serving. And we thank God that He gives this to us as an assurance. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, Peter prayed for the people, may the God of all grace, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. What a great God we have. What a wonderful God who is able, in the fullness of His grace, to guide us through in all the difficulties, in all circumstances. to perfect us, to establish us, to strengthen us, and to settle us with Him in the calling that He has given to us. And so, brethren, I exhort you, let us be committed to run the race with perseverance, looking unto Jesus, and let us go on to win the prize. As Paul said to Archippus, or to the Colossian believers, say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. Kaya maging memory verse po natin ito, mga kapatid, sa patuloy po natin paglilingkod sa Panginoon. Let us pray. We thank you, dear Lord, for the awesome privilege of serving you. We know that we are truly unworthy servants. We could only do these things because of what you've done, because of who you are in our lives. Grant us, Lord, the willingness of heart to continually meditate, to continually reflect on your awesome greatness, to understand, Lord, how lofty you are and how holy and majestic you are. And yet, because of our Lord Jesus Christ, you've considered us. You've allowed us to participate in your work. Lord, we could not thank you enough for this. We could not praise you enough, Lord, for the many things that you have done and will continue to do in and through us. Oh, it's such a blessing, Lord, to be able to receive from you. It's also such a blessing, Lord, to be able to share and be able to be your instruments in the lives of others. May we as your workers not take that for granted. May we as your workers continue, Lord, to affirm that in our hearts. And so lead us. Lead us in all our journeys. Lead us, Lord, in every path, that we might glorify you and you alone. And thank you, dear Lord, as we reflect on this message, help us, O Lord, grant us wisdom. Help us to be able to think through and apply these things, not just here, Lord, but after our retreat, after all these things, Lord. We give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Good afternoon. God bless you all. Thank you.